really? It's going into a contract year. He's not going all in this year. He knows Dak is not the Super Bowl quarterback.
Because like you can kind of win with a lot of the top 15 guys if you're in the right situation.
Dallas Cowboys have had a weird offseason. They've been really, really quiet. And today, well, they brought back a familiar face, Zeke. He is back on the Cowboys on a $3 million deal. Now, Sammy, I'm going to provide you with two stats on the Dallas Cowboys players, and you're going to choose which one's real, which one's fake. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Stat number one. Zeke was the leading receiver for the Patriots in yards last year. That's stat number one. Stat number two. With 36 touchdown passes last year, Dak Prescott set his career high in touchdown passes. Which one's real? Which one's fake? Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Fake.
I'm going to go off Dak Prescott.
So Dak Prescott, with 36 touchdowns last year, was his second highest ever. He had 37 touchdowns a few years ago. And Zeke did lead the Patriots in receiving yards last year somehow.
Yeah, I know the Patriots had a sad season, but I just thought that was a trick question. Like, my gut said pick Zeke because I know that he was a pass-catching back last year and, like, pretty much – you know, I know he had, what, was it 200 or 300-something yards?
Yeah, like 380-something, yeah. Like around that. Yeah.
I remember that just from fantasy stuff. But I was like, this seems like a trick question.
You know, this is supposed to be a Cowboys video, but just to say real quick, damn, the Patriots were awful last year.
They sure were.
All right, so I'm going to give you my first opinion on the Dallas Cowboys. And then Sammy, if you guys are watching for the first time, he's going to be giving his opinion, and we're going to discuss it. So my opinion is, deep down, Jerry Jones knows that the Dallas Cowboys are never going to ever win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as their starting quarterback. And that's why, really, it's going into a contract year. He's not going all in this year. He knows Dak is not the Super Bowl quarterback. Thoughts?
I think deep down, deep
in his heart.
No, I mean, he wouldn't have paid him the first time if he thought that. And I think that we're underplaying the fact that, like, you know, you say it's a quiet offseason and all, but their roster's good. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have been really good the last few years. I mean, I know that people love to hate on the Cowboys and hate on the concept of them, like, you know, oh my God, they lost in the second round, or they did like this. But they've been a very good football team. I mean, they haven't been, you know, flopping out or winning six games. I think that at the end of the day, they have a chance to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott, and it would just require things going right. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but there's teams, the you know, Lamar Jackson hasn't won a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow got to a Super Bowl and lost it. It took Matt Stafford like 15 years in the league to win a Super Bowl.
Correct, yeah.
The concept of I can't win a Super Bowl with this quarterback is a very, like, I guess, a broad concept, right? Because, like, you can kind of win with a lot of the top 15 guys if you're in the right situation.
True. Yeah, but here's something I want to kind of, even though it was my opinion, that's what he thought, I want to give you something that's kind of counter my opinion, right? So here's the thing with the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone and their mother wants to be like, oh, the Cowboys only care about flashy signings, and the Cowboys only want to get the best wide receiver, and the Cowboys don't draft well because all they go is for high-end running backs. Well, this draft kind of played it smart. They went with an offensive tackle, an edge rusher, an inside lineman, a linebacker, corner, one wide receiver, another interior lineman, and a defensive tackle. Like, maybe, like, and now everyone's like, oh, look at the Cowboys. They're not going flashy. That's so stupid. Like, I feel like you can't have it both ways, right? Like, maybe they're building a football team the right way, kind of like Dak's first year when they had the best offensive line in football and Zeke was running behind the best offensive line. Maybe they're just building it the right way. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Building it the right way and consistently. I mean, let's look at this. I looked up their Football Reference. They have gone 12-5 in three straight seasons, okay, which is really good. I mean, we're talking 36-15, right, over 3 years. That's ridiculous. 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. The last time they won 12 games or more in three straight seasons was 91, 92, 93, 94, 95 when they won three Super Bowls.
Yeah. In that and this time it just span. Didn't happen to get lucky in the playoffs or fall the right way, right?
And that's what my point is. And when I said, like, at the end of the day, you can win a Super Bowl with a lot of different quarterbacks in this league, I truly believe that. Brock Purdy made it to the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson won one and lost one. Joe Burrow went to one. They ended up losing. Matt Stafford finally got over the hump and won one. Now that Tom Brady's gone, we have to deal with Patrick Mahomes a little bit, but it's like, you know, there's going to be a year where Mahomes doesn't win. We've seen it before, and we're going to see it again, and you just have to get on a hot run in the playoffs. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but if a 12-5 team consistently is a very good football team. If Absolutely. One playoff run gets really good, like the year the Falcons did with Matt Ryan, right? They probably should have won the Super Bowl that year. They got a hot run and they got hot at the right time and they went through it in the playoffs. The same thing can happen to the Cowboys with Dak Prescott. I guess the hard thing is these numbers now, right? When you say Jerry Jones doesn't truly believe it, contract year, there might be a number that like Dak and his agent bring to the table where Jerry Jones goes, okay, maybe that number now I don't know if I believe it. Because the numbers are getting crazy on quarterbacks.
They really are. Fair enough. Sammy, all right, that was my opinion. You made me change my mind. What's your opinion? I changed my mind.
Well, unfortunately, my opinion going into this, George, was going to be that Dak Prescott gets too much shade when it comes to when it comes to the Cowboys and their success. He doesn't get enough attention when it's their success, and he gets too much hate when it's the lack of their success.
That's so fair.
I will pretty much say it like this. Dak Prescott is a lot more close to me. He's a lot closer to a top 10-7 quarterback than he is to the, you know, other side, the 18-20s.
Yeah.
Right now, as much as it's unfair to like a guy like, you know, maybe Trevor Lawrence is still young, you probably have a slightly better chance of Dak Prescott right now going 12-5.
Yeah. You know, what's crazy is you look at his stats last year, right? 4,516 yards, third in the NFL. 36 touchdowns, led the NFL. QBR of 72.7, good enough for second in the NFL, and only threw 9 picks.
Yeah, like, he's been phenomenal the last couple of years.
Yeah, and then the year before that, he had a bad year, 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. But the year before that, he had 37 touchdowns and 10 picks. Like, he's been, like you said, much closer to a top 10 quarterback than a top 20, like the bottom 10 quarterbacks, right? I actually would say he's been easily a top 10 quarterback for the last 3 years, or at least last year and in 2 years before that.
Yeah, I mean, at least top 10, 8 to 12, let's say, maybe, yeah. Right? There's that year where, you know, you never know. It's like 2019, yes, 2020 was a short year, right?
No.
Or he just got hurt. He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt, yeah.
And then 2021, phenomenal year. 2022, not as good. 2023, phenomenal year. So, I mean, he's had a solid, like, over half. Well, he's been the quarterback now for 8 years. Like, six of them have been phenomenal years. And yeah. So, it's hard to hate on the guy. Like, for me, it's because I think he's slightly underrated. I think there was a point where he got really overrated. In that like first year or two where he started to get it good and everyone thought, oh my God, the Cowboys are going to win a Super Bowl. And then now he's back to like properly or underrated. And I just think that if you put the right weapons around them, they're going to have a good chance to win a Super Bowl or at least have a shot at it, which not every team has. He's only 30. I mean, we look around the league, George. Geno Smith's 34. Russell Wilson's 35. Stafford's like 37. 30s, you know, he's still on the younger end a little bit in the middle of the pack. So his time's not completely done.
No, it's totally not done. I agree with you. I've changed my mind during this podcast. Thank you.
The only other thing would be, though, is the division's hard right now, right? Like, I mean, I think they were first 2 years ago when they were 12-5. 2022, they were second in the division at 12-5 to the Eagles. And then last year, they were 12-5 first in the division again. That's going to be interesting, and that plays a big role probably. And I mean, like, the Eagles were first in the division the year before, right? Even at 12-5, and they're the ones that made the Super Bowl. You have home field advantage in the playoffs and different things. So division plays a role as well. It's hard to win that division.
Yeah, totally. All right, Sammy, we got a quiz for you today. This one might be a little bit easier than usual. So there's been 5 Cowboy quarterbacks to ever throw 150-plus touchdown passes. Can you name them?
Could you repeat the question?
Yep.
Hey, Bob, could you repeat the question?
Do you want to phone a friend?
No, not yet.
All right. 5 Cowboys in the history of the franchise to throw 150 touchdown passes.
150.
Yeah.
5.
5 of them.
Okay. Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman is 1.
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo is 2.
I'm going to just off Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is 3.
Okay. Bart Starr.
Bart Starr did not. Bart Starr actually played for the Green Bay Packers.
Bart, that was Packers. Oh my God, why am I struggling with the name? I'm thinking right before Aikman, right, or after?
Like way before.
Before, yeah. That's why I'm trying. Why am I not remembering this? Can you give me like can I get a phone in on a clue to the name? Because I think I'll get it if I get some clues.
Yeah.
To the
name. God, like I don't want I don't want to say the first name.
Or just give me the initials of one of them.
R.S.
Staubach.
Roger Staubach. And then there's one more.
That's where I knew that's where the Bart Starr one was coming from. Like that era. I'm like, when's Green Bay? This would be the first time I get all 5, even with a hint, so or all the whole thing. So like I need help on the last one.
The last one I do not think you're gonna get right. And can I get
initials again?
DW.
What year? This is like the spelling bee quiz.
Yeah, I don't know what year. I can try to tell you a year, but I don't think that's going to help. I don't think this one you'd get right.
Desmond Williams.
Whoa, what a good... No, I'm kidding. It is actually... I'll just tell you because this one's hard. I didn't know. Danny White.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I don't know what year that was if you want to
Google. Who the hell is Danny White?
I don't know, some dude named Danny White. He played quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys and threw over 150 touchdowns in his career, Sammy.
He played 13 seasons. He is retired. His jersey's retired. College Football Hall of Fame, Arizona State Sun Devils, number 11, retired.
Well, we should have known that.
He played from 67 to 88. In my defense, I wasn't alive. I wasn't born yet.
That's a long career, 21 seasons.
No, 76, sorry.
Okay. That, I was going to say 21-year career. Wow.
Bro was pretty good for the 80s. 3,200 yards, 28 touchdowns. There was one year he had 3,900 yards, 29 touchdowns, 29 picks. He threw a lot of picks. But like that, I mean,
gunslinger.
For the 80s, that's a lot.
He's
of...
He's a gunslinger.
Yeah, that's a lot of throwing.
By the way, do you know Tony Romo is the all-time leading touchdown passer in Cowboys history?
Yeah, I believe that. Honestly, if you won a
Super Bowl, and Dak is second.
He could have been like the second best or even close to the best. I mean, like the way football is going, right, of quarterbacks, you become – they're getting like a lot. Like Tony Romo is really good. He was like,
yeah, no, Tony Romo is really good.
If he won a Super Bowl, he'd be up there in one of the greats. I have to add this for the Cowboy fans that are probably watching this. The Danny White stuff is funny because that year, George – yeah. I was telling you about his 3,900 yards, 29 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I want you to know, he also punted for the team for like 10 years. Like he was 79 attempts, 3,000 yards with the long of 60. Like he has 610 punt attempts for 24,000 yards in his career as well. On top of his 21,000 yards throwing and 155 touchdowns.
He was a great all-timer. Dual
athlete. Did all quarterbacks used to punt back then, kind of like the flag football method? I don't think so.
And he was also an insurance agent on his spare time too. So he'd sell you annuities, and he would punt the ball and throw touchdowns.
He also was the head coach of the Arizona Rattlers. Inside, what's it called?
Arena football. He probably lives in Arizona. He's probably our neighbor in this neighborhood.
I mean, he went to Westwood High School in Mesa, Arizona, went to Arizona State, then was the coach of the Arizona Rattlers.
And he probably he's probably in our neighborhood. He's probably the next door neighbor that we didn't even know that.
Probably saw him at the bar this weekend at that like random bar we went to down south.
Exactly. All right. Well, guys, thank you for watching. This is the Sports on Tap. If you want to find all our other videos, including our basketball channels and our personal channels, you can find them in the link in the description below. So make sure you like and subscribe. Leave a comment if you know anything more about Danny White and his career, because we're very interested. My name is George on Tap. The older brother with me is Sammy on Tap, my little brother, not so little anymore. Thank you for watching. That's fucked up. Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by.